Chapter 2. The hero of this great history appears with very bad omens, a little tale of so low a kind that some may think it's not worth their notice. A word or two concerning a squire, and more relating to a gamekeeper and a schoolmaster, as we determined when we first sat down to write this history, to flatter no man, but to guide our pen throughout by the directions of truth, we are obliged to bring our hero on the stage in a much more disadvantageous manner than we could wish, and to declare honestly, even at his first appearance, that it was the universal opinion of all Mr. Allworthy's family that he was certainly born to be hanged. Indeed, I am sorry to say there was too much reason for this conjecture, the lad having, from his earliest years, discovered a propensity to many vices, and especially to one which hath as direct a tendency as any other, to that fate which we have just now observed to have been prophetically denounced against him. He had been already convicted of 3 robberies, viz. Of robbing an orchard, of stealing a duck out of a farmer's yard, and of picking Master Blifil's pocket of a ball. The vices of this young man were, moreover, heightened by the disadvantageous light in which they appeared when opposed to the virtues of Master Blifil, his companion.